Chapter 1 3 years ago. Jack Hunter resisted the urge to shrug. He'd been lying in this position for 6 hours now, waiting for Athanasios Metaxas to emerge from the safety of his private retreat on this remote stretch of beach in the Caribbean. Nick Brandon lay beside him, eye to his spotter's scope, searching for signs of the target. Jack rolled his neck and squared his eye over the lens again. All he had in his crosshairs were a few windows. There were lights on inside, but the only movement he'd seen had been a maid. "No sign of the target," he reported.
"Copy,"
came Kev McDonald's voice over the earpiece. Jack sighted down the scope again and dialed 2 mils to the right on Brandy's instruction. They were 750 yards away, which was closer than they liked to be, but the terrain was such that this was the best location. Nowhere else had a visual of the entire rear portion of the house. It was a full moon. The light shone down on the gleaming stucco of the villa, illuminating the pool and patio area. At the end of a long dock, a 60-foot yacht lay at anchor. The yacht was dark. Metaxas had been sailing the Caribbean for the past week, but now he was here and scheduled to meet with several men, terrorists, who'd traveled from the Middle East and were due to arrive tonight via helicopter. The helipad was lit, but empty. Jack pulled in a breath, his finger resting beside the trigger. He was patient. You had to be patient to be a sniper. But this was one op where he couldn't wait to pull the trigger. Because Hot wasn't going to let that meeting happen. Metaxas had been a thorn in their side for years, but he'd recently taken his dirty dealings up a notch. If this deal was allowed to take place, a whole lot of bad people would be getting shiny new weapons with which to kill innocent civilians. Not happening.
"Movement," Nick said. "I see it."
A moment later, the rear doors slid open and a woman walked outside. Waves of blonde hair cascaded down her back, shining almost white in the moonlight. She was wearing a bikini that barely covered her tits and ass, and she had on high heels that made her legs look a mile long.
"Jesus," Nick breathed.
"Yeah." Jack didn't typically lose his head over a gorgeous woman, but even he had to admit that this one was put together in ways designed to make a man drool. Just another brainless bunny attracted to a rich man and doing everything she could to keep him interested.
"No, I mean, yes, she's hot. But that's not it. We got a problem here."
Jack took his eyes off the scope and turned to look at his spotter. Brandy glanced at him.
"You don't recognize her?"
"Should I?"
"Dude, that's just about the hottest fucking pop star in the world right now. Haven't you ever heard of Gina Domenico?"
Jack sighted down the scope again, focusing on the woman's face. Christ almighty on a cracker. They so did not need this right now. If he dropped Metaxas and his guests tonight, even with the maid and other household servants present, it wouldn't be huge news. It would be a blip on the radar. An interesting tidbit mentioned on the evening news and quickly forgotten in most quarters. If he dropped the bastard while a fucking American pop star was a guest, it'd be all over the news within hours, if it wasn't trending on Twitter sooner. And while no one would connect an arms dealer's death to Hot or the American government, the attention would be magnified 1,000-fold if Gina Domenico was involved.
"I've heard of her," he bit out.
He'd more than heard of her. His wife had loved Gina Domenico. Haley had bought all her CDs and played them incessantly. His heart burned with thoughts of his wife. After her death, he'd never wanted to listen to another Gina Domenico song in his life. He'd shredded the CDs and smashed Haley's iPod. The woman on the patio pranced on her high heels toward the pool, hands on hips. Then she put a hand to her forehead and whirled around again. She marched over to the lounge chair where she'd set a bag and fished out a cell phone. Double fuck.